Hey, the podcast is back and we're giving away swag. Over $500 in prizes, 12 winners, and it all ends October 14. Don't wait. Go to smarterroofer.com/contest right now for details and to enter before it's gone. That's smarterroofer.com/contest.
Welcome to the Roof Coating Contractor Podcast, where ambitious entrepreneurs discover how to launch and grow a profitable commercial roof coating business. Whether starting up or ready to scale, you'll hear proven strategies and insider secrets to succeed in the booming commercial roofing market.
Good morning, guys. Hope you are making this an awesome Monday morning. I know we are. We're going to be covering a subject this morning that's super, super important if you have your own business.
What are we talking about this morning?
Follow-up.
Follow-up.
The importance of follow-up. One of my favorite sayings about follow-up is the fortune is in the follow-up. And, you know, most of you guys are involved in the commercial roofing industry. I can't say how important like follow-up is. If you want to be successful in the commercial world, you have to follow up. You know, in the roofing world, in the residential world, it's not so much. You know, I've had guys tell me over and over, dude, I don't even have time to follow up in the residential world because they're so busy. Yeah. They're not making much money, but they're busy. And so, but if you want to design your life in the commercial world, you have to follow up.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I would say, you know, I mean, if you're just going to bid a job and you're just going to basically say, hey, he knows what I do. You know, he knows how much I'm going to charge. If he wants me, he can call me. I've had people say that. But those are the kind of people that they don't have any long-term success. They have, you know, the sob stories of not getting the jobs, but they never really did anything to get the job other than bid the job. So, I mean, I would say it's very, very important to make those follow-up calls. You know, give him, you know, I would say maybe just a couple days before you give him a shout back. And, you know, a lot of your follow-up calls, they don't have to all be the same. It doesn't always have to be, hey, you know, can we get that roof sign? Hey, can we get that roof sign? You can have different forms of follow-up just to stay in contact, just to stay in connection with him to where when he is ready to roll with that roof, he thinks you rather than your competitor because you followed up the most. You were on his mind more than anybody else when he thought about a roof. And some of these things can be as simple as very basic follow-up, easy to follow up. And you're not even, this isn't even talking about his roof. It's just bringing you and your company to mind things like, if you know what it is that he enjoys to do, say, you know, he enjoys golf. Hey, take him out, call him up and say, hey, you want to go do a game of golf? Take him out for a game of golf, you know, or, you know, if you maybe aren't even going golfing with him. Maybe if you have his personal contact and you're going golfing and you know he likes it, you can be on the golf course and take a picture of your tee with a ball sitting on it and say, hey, tee time, you know, wish you could have been here, you know, something like that. But basically what I'm saying with that is as you follow up and the more you follow up, you're going to find that these people will become basically friends of yours a lot of times before you're ever even going to get that contract, if you're going to do some of these follow-ups in that way, to where, you know, you're going to follow up asking for the sale, you're going to follow up, you know, telling him, hey, I got a project that we're going ahead, we're doing, just want to give you a shout, let you know, hey, do you guys want to go ahead and do the same, do your project at the same time, we can pull these loads together, kind of a deal. There's a host of different ways to follow up, but so your follow-up's not just one cut and dry deal, it's, you know, a lot of different things that you can incorporate to keep yourself in front of that, in front of the individual. I know you got some numbers you wanted to go over, some percentages. What do you got?
Well, back to, you know, just talking about follow-up. The reason for follow-up is so they don't forget about you. If they forget about you, they're not going to do business with you. And oftentimes in our industry, in the commercial roofing industry, you will literally, like, you know, do the presentation, do your bid, and then it might be 6 months before they sign the contract. Rule of thumb, the larger the project, the more the follow-up. If it's a little $20,000 job, they might make a decision that day. They might make a decision next week. If it's a $500,000 job, they might be putting in the budget for the following spring. And so you want to find these things out so you know how to properly follow back up. But if he says, oh, we're going to move on to next spring, don't assume 9 months later they're just going to call you. Like, you want to find reasons to stay in contact. If you're in the area, stop by. Just keep that relationship alive, because you don't know who he'll meet in that 9 months that might take that project away from you. So you want to keep that relationship with them. Statistics of follow-up, 2% of sales are made on the first contact. So 2 out of 100 people, they'll probably do that. I mean, I've literally bid hundreds of projects, and only several times have they said, we want to go ahead with this right now. We've got a lot of projects, you know, on the second or the third contact back, on the second or third follow-up, but very few of them actually sign it there, because often you get a maintenance guy, or he says, I need to talk to my business partner, or we need to review it at the next board meeting, or whatever that is. 3% of sales are made on the second contact, 5% on the third contact, 10% on the fourth contact, and then 80% of sales are made from the fifth to the 12th contact.
And most people never even get to that.
No, 60% of people never make over 2 follow-up contacts. They give up. 40% of people, actually it's like 30-some percent of people only do like one contact. They get that initial contact and they say, when he wants to go with me, they're going to, you know, surely he'll remember me and call me back. So, you know, you can really differentiate yourself and be that guy that continues to follow up.
I've had lots of, you know, times where I've called somebody in to give me a quote. Maybe not that long ago, I had somebody come in and give me a quote to change some carpet in my house. And had that guy kept following up with me, I'm pretty sure I would have done it already. But he didn't. He just kind of come and bid the project and moved on, and I'm not in a rush for it. And so I'm busy and I keep doing my things and not taking time to call him back and tell him to come do it and whatnot. But if he would keep bugging me and call me back, I guarantee I would have already told him, yeah, go ahead and get it done.
Yep.
You know? And I mean, I've had it happen so often where I've had other people, you know, bidding projects for me, doing whatever. You know, they don't follow up. Right now, I'm waiting on a guy just to get me a quote to do some stuff here. And I've probably asked him 3-4 times. And I ask myself the question, how can these people even make money? How are these people even in business? Because they're not even following up to get me a quote on what I want.
Yeah.
You know? But these people are so busy collecting $50 from, you know, 100 different people that they, you know, they have a hard time probably doing some quotes like that. But you know, that being said, you have to follow up, especially in our industry. We're not dealing with $10,000 jobs being on high end jobs. You know, we're dealing with jobs being potential, you know, $100 or $200 million projects. And anytime you get those kind of numbers, anytime you get into the kind of profits that we're talking here, if you ain't following up, somebody else will.
All right, guys, I hope your takeaway today, follow up, you know, take the time. Take a day, a week, whatever that is. Take 2 days a month, whatever that is for you. Go through those previous bids. I don't care if you bid the project 4 years ago and you're like, oh man, I haven't been following up. Dig those things out and contact them back, because you never know. Sometimes they've done a project. Maybe the project you bid, they did with somebody else, but they're not satisfied. So now they have other roofs and they say, hey, you know what? I appreciate you reaching back. When you're in the area, stop by. We want you to look at this. You never know what happens on a simple little follow-up. So be that guy that like follows up more than anybody else.
We just had a guy tell us that they're getting a couple other quotes as well. They're required to. And he said he's going to go with us if he has anything to say to it. He doesn't have final say. And he said, just know this. Even if you don't get the job, know I want you guys in and keep following up. He said, even if you don't get this, we have lots of other roofs. He said, keep following up with this and try to get your foot in the door. You know, he was kind of like one of us, you know, because he doesn't have the full pool on exactly what goes on. But he told us to keep following up, you know, even if somebody else gets that project. So, yeah, it's just super, super important to make those callbacks. And like I said earlier, if you ain't making the callbacks, I guarantee you somebody else will. And I can assure you the person that has their game on the best will probably be the guy getting the project.
Have a wonderful week. Thanks for being part of the team. We appreciate you guys. See you next Monday.
This episode was brought to you by the Smarter Roofer Growth Alliance. our private community for commercial roof coating contractors just like you. Inside, you'll get early access to the raw video recordings of our bi-weekly podcast sessions. You'll also unlock instant access to all 31 of our GEMS Monday Morning Motivational videos. Plus, you'll get proven strategies, tools, and a network of commercial roofers just like you. If you want to grow your business faster, smarter, and with the right support, join us today by going to smarterroofer.com/grow. Join us on the inside at smarterroofer.com/grow.